Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Speaker Bench for CCR to House Bill 1956.
Agreed.
CCR to House Bill 1956 by Bench of the House and copy of the Senate, an act relating to state government.
Members of the House will come to order. Your attention to Speaker Bench for explanation of the CCR. Mr. Speaker, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, House Bill 1956 would require that the Oklahoma statutes that are printed every 10 years be put out for bid, competitive bid. It has not been put out for competitive bid for many years. And again, there are no changes in this bill from when it first came through. Move adoption.
Speaker Bench moves adoption of the CCR to House Bill 1956. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adoption of the CCR say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
House Bill 1956 by Bench of the House and copy of the Senate, an act relating to state government.
Speaker Bench moves final passage of the bill. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the House is, shall the bill pass? Clerk will activate the machine. Sergeant announce roll call in the hall. Roll call is in progress. Final passage of House Bill 1956. Representative Derby votes aye. Representative McCaffrey votes no. Representative Williams votes no. Representative Brown votes no. Representative Copeland votes aye. Representative Bands votes aye. Representative McCullough votes aye. Representative Terrell votes aye. Representative Hamilton votes aye. Representative Wright Harold votes aye. Representative Morgan votes aye. Representative Blackwell votes aye. Representative Swartz votes aye. Representative Joyner votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote. Representative Steele, Christian, McPeak, Shoemake, Pittman, and Harrison, do you care to vote? Representative Steele votes aye. Representative McPeak votes aye. Members wishing to vote or change your vote, the chair is preparing to close. Declare the vote.
94 aye, 3 nay.
Having received a majority vote of this election to constitute the House, declare the bill to have passed. Mr. Folliger.